Noble citizen, thanks for listening.
You are listening to a fall membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call or text us with your breaking news stories and tips at 971-801-1378. Our production team for tonight's newscast is James Kemp and Mel Gertov. The producer is Hannah Francis, and our engineer is Otto. Special thanks to Zamon Perez, Antonia Gonzalez, Dr. Anthony Lysowitz, and Isabel Charlet. The interim evening news director is Hannah Francis. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Eric Leuschner. All of our KBOO programs are made possible by support from our members. KBOO is currently in our fall fundraising drive, and our goal is to raise $45,000 by September 20th. If you'd like to become a member and support our programming, you can go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to the number 44321. Stay tuned now for KBOO News in depth.
KBOO News in Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
You're listening to KBOO News in Depth. I'm Hannah Francis. Rebecca Ivy Galvan started a petition to end Portland's sister city relationship with Ashkelon, Israel, in an effort to take away support for Israel's genocide on Gaza.
I'm a Portland resident. I've lived here for about 13 years. My background is in community healthcare and nursing. I've been involved in different advocacy throughout my adult life, and for the last 22 months, I've been very passionate about Palestinian human rights and ending this genocide. I'm not particularly affiliated with any group. I'm not representing anyone, but I do work closely with other groups that are prominent in Portland for pro-Palestinian work. Jewish Voice for Peace, Rainbow Block, Al Alda, and others.
Thank you. And so you are the creator or one of the creators of this petition to end the sister city ties with Portland in Oregon and a city in Israel called Ashkelon. Mm-hmm. Now, this city was founded on Palestinian land on top of a once Palestinian city on mm-hmm. Mashdal Ashkelon in the violent 1948 Nakba. And these systems of oppression have also been sustained by policies within the city. And you folks say that this alliance of the sister city ties between Portland and Ashkelon is not just a diplomatic relation, but also an endorsement of this kind of violence. So can you tell me about this alliance and how it is an endorsement of this genocide?
Yeah, so you just summed it up beautifully, really. Al-Majdal Ashkelon is an historic Palestinian village. It's ancient. Palestinians have lived there and thrived for thousands of years. It was violently occupied during the Nakba between the years of 1945 and 1950, thousands of Palestinian residents were forcibly dispossessed and displaced. A lot of them were moved into the Gaza Strip, where they have suffered under apartheid and genocide ever since. the Portland sister city relationship with occupied Ashkelon was formed in 1987. So it's existed in Portland for a long time. And sister city programs are typically about human connection. But it does involve significant amounts of money as a municipal program. And through City Hall, we do cultural and economic programming with the Portland Ashkelon Sister City Association. They have monthly meetings with the mayor's office, for example, are involved with Rose Festival activities, and have a permanent place in an art installation in Pioneer Square, directly across from Pioneer Courthouse, that points towards, it's one of those signs that points towards different locations and gives you the distance, 6,000 miles this way to our sister city, Ashkelon. And what I mean by this is an endorsement of things like ethnic cleansing and stuff is just because of that history that's factual and very well documented of violent dispossession and displacement and illegal occupation in Palestinian territory. Ashkelon has other cities that it has a similar sister city relationship with in the United States, Sacramento, Baltimore, and Portland, I believe are the three. And what that says to me is it is a, it's an attempt at normalization. Make a lot of friends and then no one will know that your existence is illegitimate.
Right, yeah. Can you tell me about some of the policies that have sort of reinforced the systematic dehumanization of Palestinians in Ashkelon?
Yeah, Palestinians, Arabs in Ashkelon and in Greater Israel face a lot of discrimination in work, in housing, in access to services. It's an apartheid system, and being Arab makes you a lower class citizen in these areas. In 2014, for example, the mayor of Ashkelon barred Palestinian workers from city projects explicitly, and that was condemned widely as a racist policy.
Yeah.
For example.
Yeah, thanks. If you could tell me about how the city of Ashkelon is currently putting power into the current genocide in Gaza. Yeah. Kind of what role they play.
Yeah, so they play several roles. And most prominent probably is that they are a port city. The port of Ashkelon plays a huge role in the movement of military cargo, particularly petroleum and oil handling. The port handles large tankers and has infrastructure to manage fuel and other products. Fuel deliveries arrive daily. Jet fuel, for example, is very problematic. Otherwise, in terms of their military or their role in the genocide of Gaza, is just their location. They are 10 minutes outside of the Gaza Strip. And so they are, where you could say an IOF soldier might go take their lunch break, and there's a huge military culture in Ashkelon in general. Yeah.
Thanks. Have you had any communications with folks from Ashkelon?
No. However, I have had communication with Palestinians who know about Ashkelon. Palestinians from Israel, Palestinians from the West Bank, Palestinians here in Portland are very familiar with Ashkelon and its context.
How would ending this partnership encourage an end to the genocide in Gaza?
It fits into the boycott and divest framework by enacting social consequences for unacceptable behavior. It's part of isolating the pariah state of Israel and holding it accountable for its crimes. The bottom line is that Portlanders just don't want to be associated with a colonial city that is so deeply involved in these kinds of crimes against all of humanity.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, another part of that for me that comes up is perhaps less pressing right now, but that Portland is itself also a colonial city. And, you know, it is also been an exclusionary city, and Oregon has been an exclusionary state for so long, you know, with a law that was just finally broken down in 1926. And so what does taking this stance in a city in another place lead us towards here?
Yeah, you're right. Portland has its own dark history of genocide and different kinds of racial discrimination. I think within 30 years of being quote unquote discovered by Lewis and Clark, 95% of the indigenous population was exterminated. Since our founding as a territory, we had laws that said Black people couldn't even live here. So Portland's got a lot of injury that it's trying to heal already, and maintaining this symbolic partnership with another city founded on displacement just undermines these stated commitments to restorative justice, indigenous sovereignty.
What's it going to take, in your opinion, for an end to genocide in Gaza and for people to even acknowledge that's what that is?
Yeah. Well, I don't have the answer. Nobody does. If anybody knew how to stop this genocide, they would have already. The reality is that we have all suffered under decades and decades and billions of dollars of propaganda that aims to dehumanize Palestinians. So we're all on a steep learning curve with this genocide being broadcast live daily. And for some, it was an abrupt awakening and very obvious, and others are taking longer to see the truth. Palestinians know this so well. They've suffered under this system for 77 years, and they know exactly how hard it is to get people to see them as fully human. So some level of being able to roll with disappointments is part of this. But the BDS movement, Boycott, Divest, and Sanction, has been around for 20 years, and it is very effective. And Portland has an opportunity to engage with a boycott kind of way with this sister city relationship, which is not entrenched. It's not a permanent thing. What has to happen is city council needs to bring a resolution, and they need to vote on it. So a city council, that the sister city relationship can be dissolved with a resolution and 7 votes in the affirmative. So that's what we're working on right now, is with this petition. It's a campaign of education. Most people don't know about the sister city relationship, and when they learn about it, they are shocked and happy to sign. The next step is communicating directly with city councilors, which we are doing. The next step is public testimony, testifying in city council when a resolution is introduced. And the next step is a vote.
Thank you. Yeah, I guess the last thing you're kind of already explaining, but just like, how would you recommend that Portlanders support you in this process, and like, you know, this whole project?
Yeah, there is a number of ways to support. You can go to the petition, which is on change.org. The title is End the Sister City Relationship Between Portland, Oregon and Ashkelon, Israel. We're at about 1,500 signatures right now, and there's no upper limit. We need everyone to sign, and get your whole household to sign, your whole family and friends, everybody to sign. And then feel free to take the initiative to call and email your city councilors, especially in your district. All of their contact information is on the City Hall website. And the next thing, if you want to get more involved or stay tuned, is to find pro-Palestinian advocacy organizations in Portland. And I mentioned a few: Al Auda, ALAWDA is the kind of premier Palestinian organization here. Jewish Voice for Peace does great work. Rainbow Block does great work. Revolutionary Bicycle Club, Healthcare Workers for Palestine, Veterans for Peace. There's so many people out there doing great things, and it's mostly on Instagram where you will find updates about events and other initiatives.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I had one more thing that I wanted to talk about, which was an event that most people probably heard about. August 10th. I want to talk about August 10th, what happened in Gaza. It made headlines worldwide. The journalist tent for Al Jazeera was bombed, targeted, and 6 people were killed, including a beloved and world-renowned journalist, Anas al-Sharif, a 28-year-old man who was incredibly kind and faithful in his documentation of the genocide in Gaza. He was on air in 2023 when he learned that his home was destroyed and his relatives were killed, and he was threatened for the rest of his life because of the way he shared the truth. And he was finally killed, and he had prepared his last will and testament ahead of time. And in it, he wrote that he had hoped that God would prolong his life so that he could return to occupied Ashkelon with his friends, with his loved ones and family. And that broke my heart, learning that he was a descendant of the Palestinians who were displaced from Al-Majdal, that his grandparents were forced at gunpoint into the Gaza Strip, and that he died striving for freedom, and that Portland has a direct tie to this system of occupation and oppression. And so I had started this petition before Anas was killed, but now I have a much deeper commitment to seeing this initiative through. And so I want Portlanders to know who Anas al-Sharif is and his story. And take that same commitment.
You've been listening to an interview with Rebecca Ivy Galvan, a Portland resident who started a petition to end the sister city relationship between Portland and Ashkelon, Israel. For KBOO News in Depth, I'm Hannah Francis.
say KBOO Portland, Full Strength Community Radio. This is Kabaka Pyramid representing from Kingston, Jamaica. Baby Rock family, you don't know.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on. I wanna dance with my baby.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning